Lang says John Cheever's 1964 short story, The Swimmer, is one of the finest ever written about an alcoholic's life. Here's Cheever himself reading two excerpts from The Swimmer, along with some commentary from Olivia Lang.
It was one of those midsummer Sundays when everyone sits around saying, I drank too much last night. You might have heard it whispered by the parishioners leaving church, heard it from the lips of the priest himself struggling with his cassock in the vestiarium, heard it from the golf links and the tennis courts, heard it from the wildlife preserve where the leader of the Audubon group was suffering from a terrible hangover. I drank too much, said Donald Westerhazy. We all drank too much, said Lucinda Merrill. It must have been the wine, said Helen Westerhazy. I drank too much of that claret.
It's such a wonderful, strange story. It's about a man who decides to swim home from a party by way of his neighbour's swimming pools, which is such a wonderful idea. And it's a single day, but it also isn't. The weather seems to change, the climate seems to change, it seems to become winter. He's at first greeted with great friendliness by his neighbours, and gradually with more and more hostility. There are abandoned houses, things seem to have gone through some strange change that he doesn't quite understand. And by the end of the story, he finds himself at his own house, but it's empty. Nobody's lived there for a long time. And it's clear from little hints that are dropped throughout the story that he is an alcoholic, that he has gone through the losses that many alcoholics go through, that he's estranged from his children, his wife. And it seems to catch in a very few pages the entirety of that nosedive that alcohol can take somebody through.
He tried the garage doors to see what cars were in, but the doors were locked and rust came off the handles onto his hands. Going towards the house, he saw that the force of the thunderstorm had knocked one of the rain gutters loose. It hung down over the front door like an umbrella rib, but it could be fixed in the morning. The house was locked, and he thought that the stupid cook or the stupid maid must have locked the place up, until he remembered that it had been some time since they had employed a maid or a cook. He shouted, pounded on the door, tried to force it with his shoulder, and then, looking in at the window, saw that the place was empty.
John Cheever, reading the end of his short story, The Swimmer,